Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Ode to treadmill or social distancing. I go to a stylish gym in Manhattan, known for its mix of eye candy and maybe a little too much candy. Most of the members are in the 21 to 50 age range, but recently, I've noticed more people over 60 starting to show up, although not very consistently. There are also those members who look like they practically live there, yet they only seem to appear just enough to remind me I'm not seeing much interaction. No one's chatting, flirting, or even acknowledging each other casually. It's like everyone's on a date, with their headphones. Before the pandemic, gyms were buzzing social hubs where meetups, casual chats, and even the occasional fling were as common as dumbbells. Now, it's a sea of people siloed in their own world, their only interaction being with the machines and punching bags. The shift is as palpable as it is intriguing, especially considering how these places used to pulse with energy. Behind social disconnect. Shifting priorities. For some people, especially as they get older, the gym isn't about finding a date or meeting someone new. The focus shifts towards health, fitness, and, perhaps, avoiding romantic entanglements altogether. After all, a friendly conversation can seem like an energy-draining proposition when all you're here for is your cardio fix. Health and confidence. As the years pass, knees creak louder than the playlist, and self-confidence may not shine as brightly. When you're focused on pushing through a workout, the thought of striking up a conversation might feel more exhausting than that last set of burpees. And for some, it's easier to keep their head down rather than risk an awkward or intimidating exchange. Cultural norms and stigmas. Let's face it, society can be quick to label men, and sometimes women, as creepy for even the most harmless interactions. A well-meaning comment or compliment can easily be misconstrued, so many opt to avoid potential drama. It's easier to keep things purely transactional, just you, the weights, and the countdown on the treadmill. Evolving interests. For others, the excitement of meeting new people has been replaced with simpler joys. At a certain point, gym conversations are more likely to be about favorite stretching techniques than anything flirtier. Past experiences. Sometimes, the battle scars of past relationships are enough to keep anyone from diving back into the dating pool. After all, a love affair with a foam roller or your favorite fitness routine might be less risky than the emotional roller coaster of a new romance. Coronavirus Disease 2019, COVID-19, find links to guidance and information on all topics related to COVID-19, including the COVID-19 VAC. The changing landscape. There's no doubt that the pandemic changed how people interact, especially in social spaces like gyms. Where casual meetups were once the norm, now people keep to themselves, navigating new boundaries around personal space, comfort, and safety. What about the women? Women face a personal set of hurdles at the gym. Many report feeling judged or uncomfortable around men, either due to unwanted attention or simple self-consciousness about their bodies or fitness levels. The weight room, often seen as a male space, can feel especially intimidating. For some, it's easier to focus on their workout and avoid any potential awkwardness. Men, too, feel the pressure. Men aren't immune to social pressures. They worry about being misinterpreted or appearing overbearing if they approach a woman, even if they want to ask about her workout routine. Combine that with the fear of being judged for asking for help or advice, and it's no wonder they're opting for silence over socializing. eTurboNews.com. Gym economics. The gym industry in the USA is a dynamic sector that has experienced significant changes over the years. The U.S. gym industry has been valued at approximately $35 billion and continues to grow, driven by increasing health consciousness. Many gyms operate on a membership model, which provides a steady revenue stream. The average membership fee can range from $30 to over $500 per month. These include large chains, e.g., Planet Fitness, 24-Hour Fitness, and smaller independent gyms. They often offer a range of equipment and classes and focus on specific workout types, e.g., yoga, Pilates, cycling, and usually charge higher rates for classes. Smaller, often high-end gyms often provide personalized training experiences. Operating costs. Rent is a significant expense, particularly in urban areas. Initial investment in fitness equipment can be substantial. Salaries for trainers and administrative staff add to overhead. Attracting new members can be expensive, especially in competitive markets. Rising health awareness drives membership growth. During recessions, gym memberships may decline as people cut discretionary spending. However, low-cost gyms often fare better. The pandemic led to temporary closures and shifts to virtual classes, but many gyms adapted by offering hybrid models. Many low-cost gyms compete primarily on price, forcing traditional gyms to find unique selling propositions, including apps and wearable fitness technology, which have become important for member engagement and retention. Overall, the gym industry in the USA is a complex and evolving market shaped by consumer preferences, technological advancements, and economic conditions. Should the gym vibes change? Maybe it's time to rethink how gyms foster community. If gyms promoted inclusivity, offered clearer guidelines about behavior, and perhaps set the stage for more relaxed, low-stakes social interactions, we could see social energy return. Imagine a gym where people connect, a coffee and cardio club where no one feels judged, and socializing comes naturally. In the end, there's no one reason why men and women avoid each other at the gym. It's a blend of health concerns, shifting priorities, past experiences, and societal pressures. But maybe, with the right encouragement, gyms could once again be a place where people aren't just working on their squats as well as their social skills. Copyright Dr. Eleanor Gerley. This copyright article, including photos, may not be reproduced without written permission from the author. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.